The Bible tells us that true love suffers long and is kind and rejoices in truth. God's kind of love is not easily provoked and does not rejoice in sin. Elizabeth Elliot has experienced great loss, including the tragic death of her husband Jim at the hands of a fierce Indian tribe decades ago. But her message continues to focus on the love that triumphs in the face of evil. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot to share some of the lessons she's learned in her lifelong study of God's Word.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today on the subject of one cause of anxiety and distress. In Isaiah 54, verse 2, we read, "Enlarge the limits of your home. Spread wide the curtains of your tent. Let out its ropes to the full, and drive the pegs home." Any of you who have been camping and know how to pitch a tent know that if you're going to spread wide the curtains of your tent, you've got to make sure that you drive the pegs home. The bigger the tent, the longer the ropes that have to be let out, and the more secure the pegs that are driven into the ground. Increased extension, in other words, requires increased stability. Now, some of us may have enlarged the limits of our homes to the point where there is no stability anymore. Maybe we have stretched the rules too far. Maybe we have allowed too many distracting things to come into our homes, just too many things, maybe too many toys, too many clothes, too many electronic machines, too much noise. You think about the ways in which you have enlarged the limits of your home. Is it a home or is it a restaurant, a hotel, a theater, a game park? When you pitch a tent, you've got to drive in those stakes. Branches, as they spread out from a tree, demand deep roots, don't they? It's amazing when you look at a tremendous beech tree. We have gorgeous beech trees in this area, and they spread out so far from the trunk, it's almost unimaginable how that trunk can hold up the branches. But of course, it's not the trunk that holds them up. What determines the amount of weight that can be supported is the length of the roots. When we think of the superstructure of our lives, we need to remember that underneath there has got to be strength greater than that which is visible. The brilliant essayist St. Francis Bacon had one of the most brilliant minds in history. His essays are classic in the literature of ethics, and he became very powerful politically in England, as well as being well known for his essays. He became Lord Chancellor of England, Viscount St. Albans, said to be the most learned man in the empire and the most powerful. Great was the fall of St. Francis Bacon. Gross bribery had come into his life, and financial corruption. What is the reason for this? Do you know of some leader who has fallen through one kind or another of corruption? The reason for the fall is that the length of the ropes gets beyond the strength of the stakes. Someone wrote more than 100 years ago, "In this last generation, external restraints have been giving way at an accelerating rate. Unsecluded, unsuppressed, unsuperintended, many become unmitigated nuisances. They have freedom beyond the strength of their self-control." Well, that rings a very familiar bell to me. If this writer thought things were bad back then, what would he be saying today? But it's certainly true in our generation that external restraints have been giving way at an accelerating rate. The things that I hear about going on in public schools, the lack of rules, the misbehavior in Sunday school that Sunday school teachers tell me about, it's quite staggering. And we are training our children to make unmitigated nuisances of themselves. If they are not secluded and suppressed, oh, that's an awful word, isn't it? Oh, I can imagine I'll get a few letters about that. We're not supposed to suppress our children. Well, we are supposed to suppress some of their evil and unregenerate nature, aren't we? We're supposed to redirect it and train it. But they need superintendents. They need supervision. They're being given freedom beyond the strength of their self-control. Have you ever seen a young tree in a park surrounded by a fence or some kind of an iron cage? I remember seeing them in the city park of Philadelphia, Fairmount Park, these iron cages around the trees. Well, do you think that the young tree resents the humiliation of being in that iron cage? Well, of course, if the iron cage were not there, the tree is so weak that it would fall over. So the only freedom that the tree would achieve if the cage were taken down is the freedom to fall over. Isn't that a picture of what we're sometimes doing to our young people? We're giving them the freedom that they think they want, and it turns out to be the freedom to collapse. Real freedom requires deep roots. Give your children a stable home, limited, strong stakes, and make sure that when they are given the freedom to do what they want to do, they have also deep roots. We are an energetic people nowadays, forceful, vigorous, progressive. We're pretty proud of ourselves, aren't we? When we hear on the news about what our very sophisticated weapons are doing, it makes us feel very proud of ourselves, and we want to wave flags and put thumbs up and feel very patriotic. But we are also a distracted people, harassed, perplexed, overstrained, and restless. Does that describe your life? Perhaps it describes the life of someone you know. Well, I think the reason goes back to too much expansion and too little depth. And I confess that there are plenty of times when I get fearful that I will be overextended and that my ropes will be longer than the strength of the stakes. And I pray that when increased extension seems to be what God is asking me to do, then I have to ask Him to give me the increased stability that is needed. And the more I have to do, the earlier I need to get up in the morning in order to have that extended quiet time, in order to put my roots deep down. Is there peace in your life? Or would you say that your life is characterized mostly by peacelessness? Well, peacelessness equals powerlessness, doesn't it? Great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Perhaps if we're too easily offended, it's because we don't love God's law. If we love God's law, the result is peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, Jesus said, not as the world giveth. He gives us a peace that the world can never give. Our anxieties are so often due to insufficient power in reserve. Now, take your greatest anxiety right this minute. Think about it. What is it that makes you most upset and anxious, filled with fear or dread? Can you now do just what Paul says we are supposed to do in Philippians chapter 4? Make that a matter of prayer. In everything, by prayer, with thanksgiving. Make it a prayer, add the thanksgiving, and then the promise is there, the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If there are those listening to me today who really do feel very sure that they have overextended themselves, that the ropes are too long and the stakes are not strong enough, ask the Lord what He wants you to eliminate. How can you shorten those ropes and strengthen those stakes? I do believe that God does give wisdom. You know, I'm not talking on this program for nothing. I'm talking to give you encouragement and hope. And sometimes people feel that I'm preaching, that I'm much too didactic. Well, God forgive me for that. And I guess I do get too intense at times. But I sit here and I close my eyes as I'm talking and I try to picture who you are out there and what your needs may be. And I pray for you. And so let's just pray right now. Lord, You know each listener who has too long ropes and too weak stakes. Father, give that person the wisdom to know how to strengthen the stakes or how to shorten the ropes if that's the thing that needs to be done. You've promised to give us wisdom. You've promised to give us peace. Help us, Lord, to turn over our anxieties, to do the things You want us to do, and not everything that we want to do for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.